Welcome to another 2-minute episode where we talk about something deep and profound, but we try to distill it in 2 minutes. So today we're talking about the missing things in our daily lives that remind us of the gospel or point us to Jesus. So let me explain this, or let me kind of point to this. The daily things that are in our lives, for example, the fact that we need to breathe, right? The fact that we need to take naps or sleep, the fact that we need food or drink, all of those are constant reminders to us that we are not self-sufficient, right? That we need things outside of ourselves, and that we need to actively chase after those things that are outside of ourselves to cause ourselves to survive, right? And that is a direct correlation, a direct connection to the gospel. This is what I mean. The Bible says in Romans that no one is righteous, not even one. It says there in the same book that that no one seeks after God. In other words, that the desire to seek after God, the faith towards God, and the very fact that we are saved by grace through faith in Jesus and what Jesus did on the cross, all of those, if you think about it, are outside of ourselves. We need a righteousness that is alien to us. We need a righteousness that's outside of ourselves. And we need to actively seek after that, but we don't actively seek after that because we don't desire it. So the desire that we have is actually a gift that's given to us so that we would seek after God. So the next time you take a nap, right? The next time you take a breath, the next time you eat, the next time you feel thirsty and you are actively seeking things out outside of yourself, remember that those things are worth celebrating. So 2 Corinthians 12, Paul says, I will boast in my weaknesses. In this case, we can boast in our weaknesses, in our daily insufficiencies, in the daily reminder for us that we are not self-sufficient. Those daily reminders cause us to be pointed back to Christ and what Jesus did and what is given to us as a gift because of God's good grace.